Good morning. It is Sunday, March 24th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. We begin this morning's program with a story about a new group in an even newer building. Recently, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis visited a former church building in downtown Fayetteville, where the local nonprofit Feed Fayetteville is creating a new center for operations.
This was the scene last Thursday when 60 to 70 volunteers from Sam's Club convened at this site on Locust Street near the downtown Fayetteville Square. The former church is a white bricked two-story building that was constructed in 1945, but it will soon be home to a local foods campus of sorts for the local group Feed Fayetteville. Adrian Schoenfeld is the executive director of the local nonprofit.
There was a need in the community for a centralized place where people could come and have education and resources and just community efforts combined, because we were all kind of out in the community doing our own thing, and then we didn't really have a centralized location. So this is the embodiment of every activity that we did last year, so we can all come together in one place.
Feed Fayetteville, along with its parent organization Feed Communities, is part of several food security programs in the area. Programs such as Canning Hunger, where produce from local gardens and the Fayetteville Farmers Market are preserved for winter use at community meals programs in the city. With the new facility, the group will be able to have that canning operation on site. Another program among the many that will benefit from the new space is one called Care Cropping,
which is a gleaning program that we do at the farmers market. And we were doing it out of the back of a car last summer. And so this building will help us be more sustainable and just keep the food fresh longer and be able to give a better variety of food instead of taking one location 400 pounds of squash like we did last summer. So it'll help us be more sustainable in our actions. We also have cooking classes that we now do at different Head Starts and churches and around town, so we'll be able to do all those here. And then we'll also have an on-site snap garden, which is we're really excited about doing a little urban ag project and growing food with snap participants right here on our campus.
Outside, volunteers proceeded to build several beds for the snap gardens. Jack Amerson is one of those volunteers. He tells me how these beds for fresh veggies are being built.
We're moving soil into the mulch gardens so that we can create a layer of topsoil here to grow fruits and vegetables with, and the community can come in and weed and feed and water and pick vegetables out.
But because these are just the first steps in renovating the site, the gardens aren't being built in a permanent fashion.
And we're using straw bales and doing raised beds because we don't really have the permanent master landscape plan down yet. So this year we're just showing that people can grow with limited resources and just pop up in a parking lot, basically.
Showing how to grow a garden in new spaces is one thing that Feed Fayetteville staff hope to teach the community. Melissa Terry is the program coordinator for parent organization Feed Communities. She says that both organizations were formed out of the fruits of a community stakeholders meeting 2 years ago. Terry says that Denise and Hershey Garner called the meeting in response to high statistics of childhood hunger in Arkansas.
And so Denise and Hershey convened a group of stakeholders at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, just to see if we could figure out some basic starting points of, like, is community hunger solvable? What is going on? Why are the statistics so high that one out of every four kids in Washington County is listed as food insecure? And so we had intended for about 20 people to be at the stakeholders meeting, and then in the end, there were 60.
But to lower the number of area residents who are food insecure, the group had to approach the problem with efficiency in mind. So organizers mapped out all of the separate community meals and food resources that were in the area, mainly to determine where there was overlap of services or where partnerships could be beneficial.
The Food Hub is the physical space that represents the mental work that we did last year of aggregating mentally and by conversations, like all the different food groups that we could think of in community kitchens and whatnot. And then as we progressed, we realized, like Adrian was saying, that we needed a physical space where we could just be a library, a resource, a base camp, a community garden.
Not only are the different programs Feed Fayetteville sponsors designed for efficiency in the community food systems, but the facility is being designed with that conservation in mind. One of the projects that volunteers were working on during the warm March afternoon was the construction of several rain barrels. Volunteer Gary Fisher from Charlotte, North Carolina, says that building one of the 50-gallon plastic rain collectors is simple.
It is pretty easy. All you do is take and cut the top off, drill a hole in the bottom to put the spigot, so when you get the water in, you have an overflow valve on top. And that's pretty much it.
But conservation is only one aspect that drives an organization like Feed Fayetteville. The community aspect is not only where the group focuses its aspirations to help ensure food security, but the community also plays a key role in helping the organization accomplish that mission. For example, the organization didn't purchase its new home. Instead, Feed Fayetteville founders Denise and Hershey Garner purchased the property and gave a 20-year lease to Feed Communities to use the space as offices for the two organizations. But Schoenfeld says that the community helps the organization in other ways as well.
And like Melissa was talking about the garden tool share, we don't even have garden tools ourselves yet, so we are actually borrowing from Tricycle Farm. So we all work together. And I think that just the, by definition, a nonprofit serves the community and the communities we work together. So we definitely rely on community support for everything that we do. And we appreciate all the support that we get too.
The idea of the community giving back was a visible characteristic during the volunteer day. Many of the volunteers were Sam's Club associates who were otherwise in the area for training at the retailer's home office in Bentonville. Robert Cotter, from the Los Angeles suburb of Riverside, California, says that giving back to community organizations is inherent in the company's corporate culture.
It's kind of a way of life with Sam's Club. It's just kind of way you pick it up when you go on. You see how everybody else is, you know, contributing to the community and stuff, and you just want to be a part of it. It's just part of our culture that we give back and stuff and that. And part of our culture is, you know, we all opted to stay an extra day, and you know, we could be going home today, but we decided to stay and give back. And this was something that our office set up for us because, you know, we just, like I said, we want to contribute back to our community. Our home office is right here, and we want to give back. So it was all part of it.
The connotation of community, as it relates to sharing, not only applies to sharing resources within a distinct geographical or municipal region, but it also brings with it the notion of sharing those ideas with other populations and other communities. Jack Hickey, an associate from Battle Creek, Michigan, is putting a fresh coat of varnish on a shelf that will be used to store canned produce. He says that he doesn't know if there are similar food security programs in his area.
Oh, but I'm going to go back and find out. I know we have farmers markets, but we're directly involved with the community like this and learning about the percent of children that go without fruit and vegetables here in this particular county and in Fayetteville was surprising and alarming, and now I want to go back in my community and see if I have the same thing.
Melissa Terry says that the community ideas don't even need to be shared as far as Michigan to make an impact.
So ultimately in 2 years it would be great if we had snap gardens in all five cities up the corridor, Fayetteville, Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, and Siloam Springs. So that's our aim, and our intention is for a regional expansion to work with any community that's interested in cultivating their own version of Feed Fayetteville. If the city of Springdale wanted to support and build capacity for the Growing Healthy Springdale Initiative, for example, then we would love to work with them and transfer our assets and the case studies and whatnot.
But for now, Terry and Schoenfeld say that the organization is focused on strengthening its current programs and operations and moving into its new home. Terry says that not only do they hope to have a completed master architecture plan in the coming year, but the group also hopes to soon publish its first issue of Edible Ozarkansas, a quasi-syndicated publication that features region-specific articles dealing with local food issues. But before that happens, they have to clean and finish converting the former church into the community center that they envision. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.